Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Jy het nou al 'n paar keer gehoor van Eskom se KRN of KRN Key Revision Number Recoding proses die laaste ruk. En die vraag is nou net, as jy 'n vooraf betaalde meter het, is jou meter nou al reg, jy weet, en hoe gaan jy dit regkry? Moet jy 'n nuwe meter koop? En seker die begin daar is baie vrae, a lot of questions regarding this and how it works. And Dardim Bailey joins us now. She's from Eskom Distribution, Senior Manager, Retail Center of Excellence. Dardim, firstly, good morning. Are you well this morning?
Good morning. I am well, and I hope you and your listeners are fine.
Doing great. So let's talk about the upgrading or the recoding of the meters. Firstly, why is it necessary?
Look, it's necessary because all of our STS compliant meters, and it's not just the meters here in the country and not just Eskom meters or municipal meters. It's I just saw this morning, actually, in Uganda as well. It's all over. They have to be recorded by the 24th of November this year because there's a limited range that these meters, the token identifiers in them, that they run. It's over a couple of years, and then after that time that they expire. So after the state, so they stop accepting the credit tokens, and it affects all of them. And as you know, with Eskom, I mean, we started rolling out prepaid meters. It was in early 2000. So we have run that period, and now it's time for us to roll them over, since the period is now over.
Dara, I think the biggest question on most people's minds is, how do we know if our meters need to be recoded?
That's a good question. And because we started the process late last year, in the last quarter of the year last year, we've been doing it gradually per area. So a lot of our customers already by the end of the year last year, over 1 million of the 6.9 million prepaid customers had already gone through the process because we had been in our websites communicating this. So a lot of them already have, and we're sitting now at 5.1 million customers have done it already. So how you will know that you have rolled over and you have done this as well, I think if you have forgotten, because our customers started last year, there is a way to check. So on your meter, you just put in, first of all, an easy way is when you do buy electricity, it is on the slip, whether you are on KRN 1 still or KRN 2. But if you also just want to double check, you go to your meter and you enter the code 18446744073843772416, and I can send this code as well, so that customers are able to check themselves. And once you have entered this code, your meter then tells you that you are on 2, which means you're on KRN 2, or you are on 1, which is KRN 1. That's an easy way to check.
Yeah. We'll also make that available afterwards on our social media pages so everybody can get that code, because it's a fairly long code, but we'll pop that down somewhere. So if anybody missed it, we'll put it down there. So exactly where can we go to do this, right? I think you touched on it now, but where can we go to do this? What are the options of recoding our meters?
So because Eskom has already pre-coded all of the meters, because we had to make our meters ready. And once we pre-code all our meters, the next time that a customer goes to buy, they already get the three sets of digits, of 20 digit numbers. And because they have received it, they just go through the three steps of putting in the first set, which represents the old KRN, the second set, which represents the new KRN, and then the token itself. So because they have been made ready, and if a customer has not received these three, because it's automatic, we have done our part. So the next time you go and buy, you automatically get these three sets, which if you put them in your meter, then you are automatically rolled over. So once a person goes to buy electricity, if they have not for some time, they will then get these three numbers. So as I said, already the process has started with many of our customers and they have already been rolled over.
Dari, I just want to make sure that we understand correctly. Does this mean that we don't have to purchase any new meters? I want to actually combine the two questions here. Yeah. Firstly, do we need to purchase new meters? And secondly, what are the costs involved with recoding? How does it all work?
So customers do not have to purchase any new meters. You do not have to purchase any new meters. The meter itself, we are coding the current meter that you have. It's only if there are technical issues, and these issues are a few and far between, where there's a technical issue with the meter itself. And if it has a technical issue, then yes, we do take it back as Eskom, because you now log a fault and say, this thing is not working now on this meter. And if we find out that the meter box itself has an issue, not at the customer's cost, we take the meter and we replace it. So we are not asking customers to purchase any new meters. The instances where we have been talking about the cost to replace a meter is if a customer, and this is a big problem that we have in South Africa, that we have 2.1 million customers that are zero buyers that have tampered their meters. So we have been asking all customers, including the ones that have for 3 years, because we've got from 3 years a year have not bought, and now that they are wanting to buy, and because now we are rolling over, obviously if they're not rolled over, they won't be able to do anything with their meters. Mm-hmm. Their meters will be dysfunctional. It's only in that instance, if customers do not heed to this call, and these are the zero buying customers, that we will have to ask then for the 12,000 to replace this meter, because this is a cost that Eskom would not have budgeted for.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
Nou, ons gesels so 'n bietjie oor die voorafbetaalde kragmeters en hoe dit werk. As jy nou jou kragmeter moet herkodeer, dis die woord, like recoding your meter. Okay, so we understood it now. It doesn't mean that you have to replace your meter. And I want to just maybe touch on that again. Dada Mbele from Eskom Distribution, Senior Manager, Retail Center of Excellence, joins us just to give us a little bit more info on this. And Dada, I just want to make sure that I understood you correctly. So if we recode our meters now, let's say today or before the 24th, there's no costs involved. But should it happen that you leave it until the 24th and not have it done by then the meter needs to be replaced at a cost, right?
100%.
So ek dink wat belangrik is die onus is op jou as verbruiker om seker te maak jy doen dit voor die 24ste. And like you mentioned earlier as well, Dada, the communication has been there. And as you're explaining it does seem that it is user-friendly and completely possible to do this easily. Mm. But I will have to ask you, some people do buy electricity tokens in advance. Will these work after you recode your meter?
So there comes a problem. So those tokens will have to be used up before they roll over, because then the tokens that you bought under KRN1 will no longer work under KRN2. I think this is the reason also we have been communicating for this long period. And if their tokens still under KRN1, they have to be used up before you roll over into KRN2.
So if I put on my token before I recode, then that's fine. But if I recode, I cannot put on a token that I bought before the recoding.
Absolutely, that is correct.
Okay. Right, Dadi, a lot of people still asking. They said they missed it earlier. We're going to actually podcast this chat with you a little bit later as well. And we've also got that link that explains it perfectly fine. But just run down just once again for people that needs to check how their meters are recoded. What is that code that they need to enter? And what should the meter say when you've successfully recoded your meter?
Okay. So I said one simple way to check if you are on KRN1 or KRN2 is if you still have a slip or you can purchase a token today, for instance, you will see on the slip, it will say one for KRN one and two for KRN two. Excuse me. So another way to check if your meter has been recoded to KRN2 is you go to your meter box, and on your meter box, you type the code. It's a 20-digit code. It's 1-844-674-4073-843-77-2416. And after you have entered this code, the display window on your meter will either show a 1 or a 2. If it shows a 1, it means your meter still needs to be recoded. If it shows a 2, you have already been successfully recoded.
Right. Okay, there you have it. And just lastly, before we let you go, just tell us a little bit more about the chatbot Alfred that can assist as well. How does that work?
Okay, about our self-service channels, one of them is called Alfred. We have been using Alfred. We've been using Alfred for customers in instances where, for instance, a customer has a meter, but for some reason, because there are changes, people move out, they move in. Some people, we have found that some people take the meter with them, they go to another residence. So there have been changes along the way. So the initial information that we had on this meter and who owns it and how we link it to the premise is now incorrect. So that those meters become unallocated, they become unregistered, so we are not able to link the meter to the person. So with Alfred, you can go and update your details. So that we get your ID, we get your name and surname and the premise or the address, as well as the meter number the meter and its number connected to that premise, so that we can be sure that it's you and that is connected to that meter. So once you have updated and uploaded those meter details, then we are able to then go forward. Because after you've registered, then we're able to do that. So on Alfred, it's alfred.escom.co.za/chatroom/. Then you're able to do that.
Right. And I know that a lot of people won't be able to write that down, so we'll make that available after this quickly. When we get a time, we'll post that on our social media channels as well. Dade, thank you so much for informing us. I think there's a lot of clarity now, and making sure that we do the recoding before the 24th, so that we do not have to replace any meters, and then we can still have some power afterwards. That'll be great. So Dade, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll chat to you soon again. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
thank you so much.
Okay, goed, so as jy dit nou gemis het, ons gaan net later, gaan ons vir die podcast weer laai met 'n skakel. Eskom the 00 distribution key revision number. Jy gaan dit nie waarskynlik nou onthou nie. Ons gaan dit later vir jou as 'n link neersit. Daarop daai link is al die besonderhede. Dis baie maklik met kort videoetjies. Daar's 'n hele frequently asked questions afdeling. Daar's al die kodes, daai kode, ons sal hom ook vir jou uittik watse kode jy moet intik en dan wat hy moet sê. Een is nee, jy is nog nie opgegradeer nie. Twee is jy is opgegradeer ensovoorts. Dit alles gaan ons later vir jou opsit. Ons sal vir julle weet sodra dit op is, dankie net weer daar gaan klik. Hou net op sosiale media blaaie dop vir dit.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.